Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is warm and sunny across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a great day to be outside, but remember to stay hydrated. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, in the past hour, the IDF is advancing in Gaza to secure areas, but Hamas resists strongly. Also, the Times of Israel reports that earlier today, the IDF claims to have killed an armed Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Ynet shares that former U.S. President Trump stated Netanyahu requested a meeting at the White House. Separately, Axios reveals that this meeting could happen as soon as next week. And finally, a report from Israel Hayom Business highlights the ongoing labor shortage as a key economic challenge, not foreign workers. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, wrote just minutes ago that Gulf countries view the U.S.-Iran ceasefire as merely a temporary pause, not a true peace. Lizzie Savetsky, an American influencer, posted earlier today, celebrating America's resilience and freedom on its National Day. Belaz News humorously noted, Trump watching himself on TV, watching himself as seen on Fox News tonight. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Israel Hayom reports that the IDF is moving to establish control, yet Hamas continues to resist fiercely. The tension in the north remains a threat, compounding the complexities of the conflict. Civilians in the region face ongoing uncertainty and danger. Turning to Lebanon, where the Times of Israel shared that the IDF eliminated a Hezbollah operative after a manhunt. This action aligns with Lebanon's president's efforts to ease tensions with Israel, urging U.S. involvement. The development could impact diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet and Axios discuss Netanyahu's potential visit with Trump. As nuclear negotiations with Iran loom and regional operations intensify, Netanyahu seeks to strengthen ties with the United States. The visit could influence future diplomatic and military strategies. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel's tech industry raised $8.4 billion in the first half of 2026. This signals robust investor confidence despite ongoing regional challenges. Separately, Globes discusses the low valuation of Israel's largest shopping mall. Migdal's acquisition from the Gindi family reflects strategic financial decisions in the retail sector. And finally, as mentioned earlier from Israel Hayom Business, the labor shortage poses a significant challenge to the economy. The focus shifts from foreign workers to finding solutions for job fulfillment in crucial sectors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI, based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.